If you have your Bible and want to turn to Galatians, Galatians chapter number 5, we do appreciate the Lord. Galatians chapter number 5, if you have your place, won't stand, won't begin by, for sake of time, just look at begin at verse 16 this evening with the help of the Lord. The Bible says this, Galatians 5 and 16, said, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envyings, murderers, drunkenness, revilings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, and joy, and peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another." I want to preach just a little while this evening, if God will be my help on this thought. Kill them with kindness. Amen. Kill them with kindness. As we look at this today and we see in God's Word how God has manifested Himself, and what Paul is trying to do to the Galatians is teach them to just trust in the grace of God. The Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself." He said, "It is the gift of God." And it's the grace of God that moves upon our hearts and shows us who we are, shows us that we're just old sinful men that need a Savior. We need somebody to rescue us. We know where we've been. We know where we're apt to be. We know where we're apt to go. And he said, what we need is a Savior, which is Christ Jesus, come alongside us and give us that guidance. And he said, we have that because the grace of God. Well, I tell you, you can just stop right there and just shout and praise Him for about an hour. Amen. Just the grace of God that we have in Christ Jesus, because God extends His grace down to usward. And he's telling them here, praise God, that we can't be hindered away from the grace of God, that we have to trust and believe in His grace, that it's grace, and it's through our faith that God gives us, praise God, that we can have the endurance to stay in the good fight of faith, that we don't find nowhere to quit, don't find nowhere to get off. I was thinking, as I was talking to Brother Austin the other night, and he was talking about, said he was 79 years old and said he still had a desire to do something for the Lord. Amen. I won't say, if you're a child of God, you've been born again, we ought to always have a desire to press on just a little bit further. And the reason I said that, the reason I know that, is because there's a finish line up ahead. There's a place, praise God, where we'll finish this journey and we'll pull up in the portals of glory one day in a little while. Amen. I'm looking forward to that, ain't you? We have a blessed hope of that this evening, that one day in a little while we'll be in heaven. Amen. Praise God. And we'll be with the Lord Jesus in His perfect imminence. We'll see Him as He is. But we got to be careful, amen, in gentleness and kindness to continue in the journey of life with the Lord that He's given us. He tells them here not to be entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Amen. Don't be caught up in the things of this world. He said, just stay with the Lord, and allow the God Spirit, that sweet Spirit of God, to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for His sake. And we're saying, but it just bring God to glory. When God sees us in our steadfastness, He knows that the temptations and the trials that we have, and we all have them. We all go through the same trials and temptations. The Lord Jesus, when He was here and He walked in this earth and this world like us, He had the same trials and the temptations that you and I face. There's nothing taking us. Praise God, it didn't try to take him, but he stood faithful. He kept his eyes on the Lord, kept his eyes on that prize of higher calling, and he said, and he satisfied the God of heaven with his life and his steadfastness and his love for God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I love it. He loved me. Because he first loved me, it teaches me to love him, and I reciprocate that back, and I thank him and praise him for all the things that he does for me. Amen. Amen. He's just getting, as old feller said, gooder and gooder. Amen. And we thank him for that. Praise God. He said that we just stay with the hands, we stay in the grace of God. Amen. He said faith worketh by which worketh by love. Verse number 6. He says that faith, Galatians chapter 5, he said, faith worketh by love. How does faith work? By love. It took the love of God to give us faith, to show us faith, to give us grace. Amen. That we would find faith, that we'd become born again believers. And he tells the Galatians, he said, you did run well in verse number 7. And he said, who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? He said there was something that would persuade you to deviate from truth. I want to tell you what'll do that. It's the old flesh that we live in. It's this wicked world that we live in. It's people that we associate ourselves with. Sometimes, listen to me, in order to do right and to walk right and live right and talk right and act right, we have to disassociate ourselves with people around them, with around us, amen? We have to get us a new group of friends. We have to get a group of people that's like-minded as ourselves. Praise God, listen, when the children of God got up there in the upper room, the Bible says they was in one mind and one accord. They was focused on the Lord. They was, hey, glory, hallelujah. They was awaiting on the promise of God, and they was all in one mind expecting till it come. And guess what happened? The Holy Ghost of God, it fell on that group of people, and they began to shout and praise and give God glory. They had higher expectations, not only for themselves, but for the world that they lived in. They was willing to go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. Praise God, they was looking to see souls saved. It makes a difference. Praise the Lord. When you're controlled by the Spirit, we talked about this morning just a little bit. Amen. How the soul and the spirit, that part of that spirit of man that gives us a relationship with God. Amen. Without that spirit of man, without that spirit in us, we wouldn't be able to know God. But because of our spirit that's in us, praise God, that has a relationship with his spirit, because he is a spirit. John 4 and 24, he said, God is spirit. And those that worship him in spirit and in truth. And we take this word, praise God, this blessed old book, and we apply it to our lives, and we see God high and lifted up, way beyond the spirit. Fears of man. See, we can't bring God down to where we are, but we got to try to get up to him. Amen. We're living in a world of trying to bring God down. Dr. Spock's telling folks today that you are just your own little God. Let me tell you something this evening, Brother Bill. If we're our own little God, we're pitiful gods.
Amen.
Amen. If you're your own little God, you're a pitiful God. But we serve a God that's high and lifted up, the God of the universe, and we serve a Savior, praise God, that gave himself for the sins of the world. He gave himself for me and you, praise God. And when he said, listen, he said, what did hinder you, praise God, that you should not obey the truth? We got to be careful that the hindrance don't come in and turn us in another direction. Amen. There's hindrances all over this world. Amen. Hey, you don't have to go far. You don't have to wait long, praise God, before a hindrance will come up in your spiritual life. Hey, something going to try to sidetrack you and get your mind off of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're going to try to get you to go down the wrong road. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven. He said if we had a focus on him, he said we'll have that spiritual life that'll be pleasing to God. Amen. You're talking about being controlled by the Spirit. That's what Paul's talking about here to the Galatians. He said the Spirit of God has to give us guidance. In Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28, it says this. He said, "He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls." He said, a man don't have control of his own spirit, that spiritual part of man. He said, you're like a defenseless city. Amen. He said, you're like a city, praise God, that the enemy can come in. Don't have no walls. The walls are broken down. You're defenseless. The enemy can approach you from all sides. He said, that's the way you are. Praise God, if you're not controlling your spirit, if you're not ruling your spirit, if you're not realizing the spirit that's inside of your heart, that leads and guides you, a spirit that's focused on God, a spirit that realizes the power of an almighty God, a power, praise God, that's manifest in the Lord Jesus Christ, through the Holy Ghost of God to minister to you and me. Amen. Praise God. It's because of the love of God that we have that. Loving kindness. Amen. What God has to minister to us. Now we said that spirit of man, the spirit that's in you, is that helps us to have a relationship with God. A spiritual relationship. Amen. It's not about a head knowledge. It's about a heart knowledge. It's about a relationship with God. Amen. A lot of people in the world, I've said it a thousand times, a lot of people know who He is, but they don't have a relationship with the Lord. Amen. We got to have a relationship with Him. In order to be getting better every day because we know who He is and we know what He's able to do and He knows what He's able to do for you and for me, praise God, and where He's able to help us and the aspects that we have of just knowing Him, praise God, and the promise of a future. Amen. A promise of a future. There's a lot of people don't have a promise for the future. They don't have a hope for the future. But He says that those that are led of the Spirit, verse 16, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Amen. We got to have guidance. We got to have some kind of direction. Amen. Your flesh won't lead you in the right way. Amen. You can't trust. You say, "Well, preacher, I just trust myself. You know, I'm a pretty good judge." No, you can't trust yourself. Amen. We've been there and done that, and it didn't work. Our self got me into more trouble than anybody I know. Now, when I was a younger person, I used to pack it off on my buddies. Amen. Well, when I was at home, praise God, when I was at home in my family, I used to pack it off on my brothers and my sister. They did it. They made me do it. Amen. But it's me. You know, it's funny. Every time we get together, they always want to rehash all the stuff I did. Amen. They always want to bring up all the things and all the meanness that I did. Now they never talk about what they did, but it's always about what I did, and they were pretty accurate. Amen. Because of a relationship to Lord Jesus Christ, I'm not that person that I used to be. Amen. I used to be pretty spiteful. Praise God. I used to be pretty hateful. I like to get my way a whole lot. Amen. But praise God. Hey, listen, I'm glad there's a God of heaven. Praise God. It made a difference in my heart. I want to do the things that's pleasing to Him. I want Him to get His way. I want Him to be pleased with everything that we do. Amen. Praise God. So we can lay up treasures in heaven. Amen. Hey, listen, I don't need a whole lot down here. I said this morning, we're blessed beyond measure. We got houses with roofs over our head. We got food on our table. We got cars to drive. We got what we need in this world. Praise God, that's all we need. But we need God Almighty, and we need a hope, amen, for the present and for the future. And the present hope that we have, praise God, when we led in the Spirit of God, takes us in the direction He'd have us to go and helps us to walk therein. Because He said, for the flesh lust is against the Spirit against the flesh. We're in warfare. Amen? I said, we're in a warfare. We're in a battle every day. You and I. You fight the same battle I do. You say, well, Pastor, you're the pastor. That don't matter. Hey, you listen, you're try preaching the gospel. You try to share the gospel. The devil will fight you sore. I mean, he don't like me. I don't like him either. He's a stinking liar and the father of them. I tell on him too much. That's why he don't like me. But that's all right. Praise God. I don't like him either. I hope God let me one day when he kicks him off that lake of fire, when he says, I hope he lets me lay the boot to him. Amen. He's tried to stone me out so many times, Brother Robert. Praise God. I'd like to just be able to kick him one good time. Amen. That's probably why he hates me so much. Praise God. He'd like to see me dead. But God Almighty has made me a promise to preserve me to the glorious day of the redeeming of my soul. Praise God. One day when he comes to take me, praise the Lord, to be with him. But he said, this flesh is my spirit, my flesh and my spirit, praise God, they're constantly at one against each other. Praise God. But I'm glad there's a man inside me that overcomes the one that's on the outside. Amen. Amen. We look to him, the author and the finisher of faith, and he makes a difference. He gives us that strength. He said, these are contrary to one to other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Paul said in Romans chapter 7, he said, that I would, I do not, and I would not, that I do. Amen. He said, that when I want to do right, he said, I can't find a place to do it. Praise God. He said, and the soul flesh just wants to do wrong all the time. Amen. He said, I'm in a battle. Amen. Praise God. I'm in a constant controversy. But praise God, he said that there's something that's on the inside of me, praise God, that's stronger than that man on the outside. Amen. Because the man on the inside ain't fighting by himself no more. Amen. I used to fight the battles by myself. But then I got saved in March 1976, and the Holy Ghost of God moved into my heart. And now he fights the battles with me. Amen. And praise God, when the going gets really tough and I get to really having a hard time and I start to get discouraged, praise God, I just kind of ease back and I said, Lord, praise God, it's all yours. And you just take charge of this situation, praise God. He becomes large and in charge. He begins to do things, praise God, in my heart and my mind, praise God, that I couldn't do by myself. He begins to empower me just like he will you. The power of the Most High God. And Jesus said himself, he said, I have all power. Amen. You know what's wrong with this church? We're not harnessing the power that we need to overcome the flesh. We're not harnessing the power that we need, praise God, to overcome the obstacles of this world. Amen. But he said there's power to be had. In the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, if we're just led by the Spirit. He said, but ye are led of the Spirit are not under the law. He said, all these things that we do. Amen. He said, we're led of the Spirit. He said, we won't do all these ungodly things. Amen. Now don't get quiet on me. All these things. He gives us a list here in these next three verses, 19 through 21, a list of all these ungodly things that people do. Yeah. And you get caught up in the flesh, you'll do them too. Yeah. Amen. You're not too strong, praise God, without the Lord. He said they'll have all these things that manifest in the flesh. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies. That's things that's unscriptural that we do that's against God. Hello? Said envies and murders and drunkenness and revelings. Amen? That goes with partying. Drunkenness, that's that partying that people want to do. It's somebody that's just spinning plumb out of control. And the thing about it is, the devil paints you pictures. Say, boy, ain't you having a good time? Amen? Ain't you enjoying yourself? It's messed up. Don't even know out of your mind. Don't even know who you are. Can't worship God. Can't praise God. Can't be a help. Nobody else can't have show any kind of love. Praise God, because you don't know even where you're at. And God says, hey, listen, there's a God of heaven that gives you an opportunity. He said, if you're doing caught up in all these things, said you'll not inherit the kingdom of God. He said, you'll not make it in. Amen. God help us, amen, that we won't do those ungodly things. You say, well, how can we keep from doing that? By loving the Lord, praise God, and making the Lord of our lives. By telling others, praise God, that there's a better way. Amen. There's a better way. There's a more wholesome way. There's a way that's a way with of promise for a child of God. The promises that we need in the Lord, praise God, are far better than anything this world has. I'd a whole lot better be, praise God, worshiping God in His Spirit than to be partaking in the things of this world. They're just fleeting for a moment. Amen? Everything that we can do in the flesh just lasts for a moment. But what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ in salvation lasts as an eternity. Amen. It lasts through this life and into the life after.
Amen.
Amen. We get to have that blessed hope and promise of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless His name. So we see what God's telling. Now, God's not a respecter of persons. Paul don't only preach this down to the Galatians. If you'll go over to Colossians, he preaches it to them too. Amen. It doesn't matter, praise God, which church it is. He's going to tell them the truth in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to enlighten them so that they can know what they need to do. The same directions he gives to the Galatians, he gives to the Colossians. In Colossians chapter number 3, the Bible says, in verse number 1, it said, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Amen. He said, if you claim to be a child of God, he said, then go ahead and begin to receive those things and seek those things. That's Godward. In other words, he said, you need to change directions if you claim to be a child of God. He said, get your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. For you are dead and your life is hid in Christ, with Christ in God. With Christ, who is your life, shall appear, you shall also appear with Him in glory. So Paul's laying it down here for the Colossians. Same thing he told to the Galatians. He said, hey, listen, you're just being hindered from the blessings of God. He would go by verse 5, and he said, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, or inordinate affection, evil concupiscence and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on children of disobedience. In other words, it's in unbelief. That's what the disobedient are, praise God, unbelievers, into which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now watch what he says. He said, but, verse number 8, but now ye also put off off all these, anger and wrath and malice and blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth. Amen. He said, you put them off, you get rid of them, you put them away like you hate them. Amen. You get rid of those things, praise God, that would defile and would compromise your Christian walk. He said, lie not one to another. In other words, you got to start telling the truth. Now, we have to work at that. Hello? I said, we have to work at telling the truth. This old flesh that we live in, it's used to telling lies. Amen. Telling lies comes natural. Amen. This body that we live in, this natural man that we are, it's natural to tell lies. It's natural to be deceiving. We have to learn with the help of the Lord to tell the truth. Amen. To tell the truth because we know the truth. He said, lie not one to this thing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. Amen. So he said, because we've put off the old man, we've got rid of him, we're putting him away. And what we're doing is we're folding him up, wadding him up, packaging him up, and putting him in a garbage can. Amen. He's got to go. He has no place for it. He has no help for it. He's not going to be any encouragement. So we're just going to wad him up, put him up, and get rid of the old man. That old person, praise God, that we used to be. Amen. And then he says, we put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created him. He said, we begin to know who Jesus Christ is. We begin to know what God says. We begin to know the truth of His Word, and it begins to minister to our hearts. Amen? He said in verse number 12, he says, putting on therefore as the elect of God, those that are called to God. Amen? Ain't you glad God called you one day, one night, somewhere?
Amen.
Amen. The Holy Spirit called on you and said, you know what? I love you. You don't have to die and go to hell. I want to save you. I want you to be mine, praise God, and I'd like to be yours. He said, will you take me? Will you touch me? Will you receive me? And I said, glory, hallelujah, Lord, here I am. Forgive me of my sins. Amen. Praise God. He became my Lord and Savior, and He became my Savior that night. Praise God. But He said, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved. Bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long suffering. Amen. Praise God. He said, that's what we got to have. He said, when we begin to put that on, we get rid of that old man, we put on that loving kindness, praise God, and then we can begin to communicate with others, the precious oracles of God, and they can see Christ in us, that hope of glory, and they can ask the question, what is the reason that hope is in you? Praise God. And you tell them with meekness and fear, with humbleness, you say, it's Jesus did it. It's nothing within me. I have no power within myself. But Jesus Christ, He moved into my heart and He took up His abode, and I'm not that person I used to be. Amen. Praise God. It just keeps getting better. He said, humbleness and humbleness of mind, meekness and long suffering. Verse number 13 said, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, even if any man have a quarrel against any. Even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity. That's love in action. Amen. He said, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Amen. Be ye thankful for what God has done. Praise the Lord. He said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to God, because the grace that's there, a gift from God. It said, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Amen. He said, so what happened, praise God, as we begin to see the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of God. And He said, we begin to be partakers of that, and the love of God in the kindness and humility. It comes upon our life, and so that we can take and we can get, literally go to a lost and a dying world and kill them with kindness. Amen. Show them the love of God. Showing them the love of God that He has for you and for me. In Galatians 5 and 22, he said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. That's self-control. Without self-control, we can do nothing. Amen? We have to work on self-control. Amen. We have to work in getting self under control, controlling ourselves toward God. Are in a Godward way, and the Lord will do it. He said, against such there is no law. Amen. He said, we begin to love one another and have joy and peace and kindness and love for each other, praise God. And he said, hey, when we got that meekness and temperance, amen, he said, there's no law against it. He said, that is well pleasing to God. I don't know about you, I'd like to be pleasing to God. Hey, I'd like to be pleasing to everybody. I'd like to be, found okay to everybody, but I really want to be pleasing to God. Amen. He's the one that makes the difference, because He's the one that's going to write down the last verse and last chapter of my life. Amen. Amen. He's the one I'm going to have to stand accountable to when it's all said and done. And I want to be found pleasing to Him. Amen. And He said, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust. Man, we got to crucify the Bible. He said in Colossians, he said, mortify those deeds. Put them to death. Those things that we used to do, praise God, just quit doing them. And start doing those things that are right.
Amen.
Amen. According to God. Start doing the thing, praise. And we start loving each other in a way. We just, praise God, that we just kill them with kindness. The hatred and the bitterness and the envy and the strife that we have in this world, praise God, we put it away because of the kindness that we show to a lost and dying world. I told you before, the reason people are the way they are is because of sin. They don't know no better. They just don't. You remember when you was a lost person and everything seemed like it was okay? And it didn't seem to bother you that you did this, did that. And all of a sudden, as you become a Christian, after you get saved, you can't do those things you used to because the Lord convicts your heart and shows you, amen, the error of your ways and the goodness of His. So we just need to kill folks with kindness. Just show them the kindness and the love of God so that they can see Christ in us and have that blessed hope that we have. Amen. So they can see, praise God, so we can show them the peace and the joy and the love and the long-suffering to them. You know, those that will push you away and stiff-arm you when you try to tell them about Jesus. You know, you try to tell them you got saved and you want them to be saved. Amen. You want to have a relationship with them, but you can't have a relationship without a relationship with the Lord, because without Jesus Christ, without the love of Christ in our heart, we can't love nobody else. Once we learn to love Jesus, praise God, He teaches us to have perfect love one for another. And that love that He gives us, that love that He shows us, praise God, we can begin to share it and just kill them with kindness. Oh, those that would ridicule us and put us down, those that would say, well, you know, I just don't want to hear it. Just don't give up. Just keep killing them with kindness. Just keep giving them kindness. Just keep showing them kindness. A lost and dying world needs to see the love of God. That's what'll see them saved. A love of God will make all the difference. I mean, you can come down on them, you can badger them, you can tell them how sorry and no account they are all day long. Amen. And they know that already. But what we need to do is tell them that Jesus loves them. Amen. Amen. Just like He loved us. Jesus loved me and He come to me and He saved me by His marvelous grace. And He wants to save you too. Amen. He wants to love you too. He wants to help you too. Would you let Him? Boy, I'd love to see you saved. I don't want nobody to die and go to hell lost without God. Heaven would not be the same without you. Amen. If you don't make it, it wouldn't be the same. It'd be a sad place up there. There'd be something missing, and it would be you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let them see the kindness and love of God, and God make the difference. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 and 5. Amen. He said, love is long-suffering. And that, in other words, it's patient. He said, love is kind. It shows kindness. Said it's not easily provoked. It's not easily angered. You know, we get angry pretty quick. We get angry with folks pretty quick. But when we got the love of God in our heart, it helps us not to be so easily provoked, so easily angered. It helps us to be long-suffering to those that are lost. Amen. It helps us, praise, to show them love and kindness. It helps us, praise God, not to get upset and get angry, but to have patience with them, realizing that it wasn't for the grace of God, we'd be right where they are. But because of the love of God, because of His grace and His mercy, amen, praise God, we have a blessed hope in the Lord Jesus. Amen. A hope, praise God, that satisfies the soul. And what we have to do, folks, we just have to kill them with kindness. We have to show them the kindness of God. Love them, praise God. As Miss Birdie, you say, just love them all to pieces. Amen. Till they just realize that there's God of heaven that loves them, and the God that loves us, that they see in us, praise God, is the same God that loves them and died for them. Amen. And Paul's telling the Galatians, he said, hey, look, don't be persuaded. Don't be dissuaded. He said, just be confident in your salvation. Be confident in the love, praise God, that the persuasion that we have that Jesus Christ is Lord, and besides Him, there's no other. There's no other way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Amen. Jesus is the way to heaven. Jesus is the way to life and life everlasting. Jesus is the way to that well of life that springs up in the newness of life. Like an artesian well, that'll overflood our soul day after day. And when the old devil comes along and he tries to dissuade us, praise God, we just realize that the Lord just kills us with kindness, and He just pours His glory and His mercy and His love out on us, and we just see it one more time. And we thank God day after day for His mercy. The Bible says, the psalmist says, that endures forever. The mercies of God Amen. That He shows us, praise God. He shows you, shows me, so that we can show others that they can see Christ in us, praise the Lord. The fruit of the Spirit, love, peace, joy, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, amen, meekness, temperance. He said, against there is no, such there is no law. There's nothing that'll stand against that. There's nothing the devil has, praise God, that can overcome that. Amen. When he tries to overcome that, he's a defeated foe. Amen. Because he gets to dabbling in love and peace and joy, he'd be a saved devil. Amen. He'd be a saved devil. Praise God. But if we have that in our hearts, it saves us and keeps us, praise God, and gives us a direction so that we don't get caught up in the worldliness, the things that's going on. And the devil would like nothing more than to drag each one of us off into the pit, destroy our lives, and help us not be a witness. But God gives us a marvelous light in Christ, amen, that we can take to a lost life in the darkness of this world, that light illuminate, amen, the hearts and the minds of our people. We need to see our people saved. We need to see people in church worshiping the Lord, getting ready together to go home, amen, to be with Him. Amen. It's important. And the only way we're going to get them there is just kill them with kindness. I've told you many times, I've talked to people, and I said, well, you know, I've talked and talked, don't know what to do, what else to do? I said, well, we just got to quit talking, just show them the love of God. Let them see Christ in us, that hope of glory, that love that we have for them, amen, the same love that the Lord has for them. He said, I love you, and Jesus does too, amen.